and welcome to the Over Underachievers. I'm one of your hosts, Knox McCoy. Joining me, as always, is thinking about moving to Atlanta. His wife's from there. It's Jason Waterfalls. Did you hear the news?
Kirk. I know this one.
Very good. Very good. That's the scuttlebutt. I don't know. You know, we're in scuttlebutt season, man. Like, we're a little on, like, the shores of scuttlebutt season, but it's here. So might as well start tossing stuff out.
She is from the South, though.
Look, I'm from a place, and I'm still in that place. There's nothing I want more than to get out of that place, right? So, like, I don't know that that's always valid. You know, it's not always fair to be like, they're from there. They probably want to go back. They don't always want to go back, okay?
You did go back.
Didn't want to, right? Didn't want to go to that place, but the housing market was what the housing market was. Ergo, I landed in the hot slaw. Look, I've got a guy, Jason, I'm just going to shoot you straight, man.
Are you okay? What is happening?
I'm great. There's someone in my political, I don't know, representation sphere who wears a yellow suit to legislature, and his passion project is to get the place I'm from named the hot slaw capital of the world, which, you know, it's not what I would have chosen to prioritize in this day and age, but that's what he's doing. So that's what I'm working with, man. You know,
what's going on with you? And you're wearing a Ralph Nader shirt, my nickname from high school?
This is a shirt from my son's high school when we beat our arch rival. So it's a comfortable shirt. It's Comfort Colors. Great fit. I'm a big Comfort Colors brand rep, not a sponsor. Probably won't ever be, to be honest with you. I think they're more B2B. They're not B2C. You know,
are you okay today? Have you had any interactions with other humans today?
Nope. This is the first one.
Okay. No one can tell. You're doing great, buddy.
Sorry, you started me off with, I think I have mold allergies, and that was your big news.
No, so I know I have mold allergies for a fact.
Fair.
I think they got me sick.
Sure. Yes. So I was just trying to buoy some of your experiences and some of your realities. You know, I'm trying to be the high tide that raises the low boat right now. You know what I mean?
Are you on cocaine?
Man, I wish. I mean, I don't wish, honestly. I'm high on life. Honestly, it's a great
I don't
week.
Want to take you down. I'm just like, this is a vibe. I'm loving it. The energy is high.
Why not? Like, we've got Traitors finale coming up. Can't wait for that. We've got Survivor 46 underway. You and I are recapping it. Loving that. Loving getting to talk about it. Loving this cast of people. Maybe the biggest news of all. Did you see the thing I've been wishing to happen? Young Sheldon Universe. Just got a little bit bigger.
What happened?
You don't know? Your Google alert isn't working? That's weird. Well, I'm.
You should have started with this one. I knew the Kirk one. I was finally happy. And then you're going to spring some other news on me that I don't know about? What's going on here?
No, this is great, too. This is a spinoff about Georgie and Mandy has been ordered for next season. I don't know who these people are. I just know Emily Osment. I think Haley Joel, his sister. Getting to eat, getting to cook, getting to do her thing. Just net positive for the world. More young Sheldon, you know, more mid Sheldon. I'm happy. It's a good time to be alive right now. Good content out in these streets, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. A little under the weather. Don't know why. Everything's coming up. Everything's fine. No brain fog here. Everything's coming up negative. Nothing's like pinpointing what's going on here. So maybe probably just the good old sinus infection with the weather changing up and down, up and down. But besides that, staying busy and things are good, man.
You know, I just, there's no place to really talk about this or put this, but this feels like the most appropriate. I've become eats an apple with a knife guy. You know, I've started to I've got a nice trusty knife that I got from my brother-in-law for Christmas. So instead of like neatly slicing it like you do for a child, I've just done like the blade through the apple. Eat the slice of apple off the blade, and I feel great, man. I'm loving it. This
all
is
right,
my cold plunge.
Let's talk about knives. Are you do you have a pocket knife and you're flipping it out and then stabbing the apple and then biting it? Are you cutting off a piece and then like with your thumb? Yep. Okay. Switchblade.
Yeah. Now let me know for the audio. It's switchblade, a great shade of green. Probably going to be in the new house, going to the paint colors. Don't do that. It's a great shade of green. It's really nice. It's classy.
I'm not convinced.
Can you see this? Can you see what I'm doing?
Oh my gosh, rookie. No, that's not how you do it.
That's how I do it, man.
Rick, you got to put your thumb on the other side. You know how to do that? That's how you do it in old westerns.
No, you know what the old school style is? Not opposable thumbs. That's how this guy does it. You know, I'm pretty evolution with this.
I got to tell you, the way you just did that was probably the most dangerous, weirdest two-handed one knife hand, one apple hand, flicking the knife away from you with a speed that is completely unnecessary,
right?
For cutting an apple.
I'm just hearing compliments right now. This is good. I don't even retract it back. I stab it into some cardboard over here and just have it like on the end of the table. And it's a good vibe right now. You know, I'm feeling good. We kind of glossed over the Kirk thing. Do you think they're saying Kirk Cousins' wife come home and he does go home to Atlanta? Or do you think who's the favorite for you right now?
For where Kirk goes?
Yeah. Like, are you like, just be honest here. You don't have to answer this. Like, are you as invested in where he goes as I am? Because if you're not, that's okay. I just want to match energies.
I like how sometimes on this show, you take things that have been passions of mine and then turn them into passions of yours and then accuse me of not being interested.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what's going on right now.
I've stuck up for Kirk for way longer than you have, and now you're like, Kirk is your special boy and I don't care about him?
Yeah, this is called like yes anding passion grafting. And
that's a heavy sentence. That is a heavy sentence.
I care about Kirk right now more than you do because I've done the research. Do you know where the Coles headquarters is in the United States right now?
Coles? Yes, Minnesota.
That's incorrect. That's not headquarters. It's in Wisconsin, actually.
Oh,
yes.
So
I've got Kirk Cousins to the Packers. Coles right there.
That's fair.
Writing is on the wall.
Coles Center is in Madison. Yeah. I'm thinking of Target. In Minneapolis.
It's okay. It doesn't diminish your love for Kirk.
I think Kirk
stays. Definitely equal to mine.
I think Kirk stays.
I don't know, man. Okay, maybe. That probably makes more sense. I just don't want that. I want something else. I want something spicy and original for Kirk. And I feel like he wants to change the scenery. So I look forward to that playing out. I mentioned at the top, you know, Survivor season, we're doing 46. If you want to listen to those recaps, if you want to watch the show, I would also say, you know, I would invite people. If you've never watched Survivor and you're kind of interested, great season to start. We're only one episode in. You can hit that premiere, listen to a recap, and then watch it with us the rest of the season. I find that's a very nice way to watch reality TV, you know?
I agree. I totally agree. And we've there's got to be a consideration for recapping Traitors after the season. I mean, there's got to be.
Oh, there has to be.
There has to be talks. There has to be talks. Let's just put it that way.
The airing date is not great, you know, in the week in terms of like a Thursday night late. But Marlo and I started watching Traders Australia.
Oh yeah,
I think Emily does our finances at the PNG. She recommended. She said, "Look, there's a clairvoyant person in the mid," and I was like, "You had me there." So we're just crushing through that. And I got to tell you, it's a different tempo and a different pace. But I still love it. Survivor recaps, just go to the newsletter and access the podcast and you can hear those. Jason, I want to start I'm gonna do a start to cut with you. You know, I mentioned that we're in the season where like rumors are about, you know, NFL conversations, draft, free agency, stuff like that. Formally, that's known as mock draft season, right? Like the mocks are everywhere. You're getting 8 rounders, you're getting 20 rounds. There's not even 20 rounds, but you're still getting those kind of mock draft guides. So I thought we could do Starts to Cut mock draft edition. And I want to hit you with 3 different kinds of mock drafts and you tell me what order you want to start, sit, or cut them. I've got mock drafts that are realistic, you know, very vanilla, missionary, just like probably close to what's going to happen, right?
No bias there for which one I'm supposed to pick of start, sit, cut when you say all those descriptors. But yeah, okay. Yeah, totally.
What's wrong with missionary and vanilla? Those are great things too in their own right. You know, it just depends on who you are. You know, it depends on what's going on with you, man. No subjectivity here. Mock drafts with trades. You know, I feel like this really started a couple years ago where someone was like, Mel Kiper was just doing God's work. Just like, boom, vanilla, 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 missionary. And then Todd McShay was like, what if 2 dragons? what if we add a trade here that probably won't happen, but could, and that will release us from the monotony of this life. So this would be like Justin Fields been traded to the Jets, or the Broncos have traded 72 first round picks to take Caleb Williams, and including those in your mock draft. Last one, the mock drafts that are spicy. These are the polyamorous kind of mock drafts. Okay. They're key parties. It's like you'll have a guy and he'll be like, I don't even have Caleb Williams on my board. I think he's a bum. Or I think Drake May falls out of the first round because he looks like Cobra Kai, plays like an incel. And for those reasons, I'm out on him. You know, not even rooted in reality, but they're just there for the clicks. So of those, what are you starting? What are you sitting? What are you cutting?
All right, I'm cutting the basic vanilla ones that are realistic. Now, I love Mel. And you'll notice that Todd McShay no longer works at ESPN. So
that's
maybe
right.
The ones with the trades is not what ESPN was looking for and what the general public is looking for. And we'll get to that in a minute. But the ones that are realistic, I don't need those. That's what's going to happen is what's going to happen. Okay.
Right.
I appreciate you the big board of having ranked people by what Mel thinks is this is the best player regardless of position. This is the best player regardless of position. And then all the way down. And then also having the position-based big boards. I also love those. But I don't need a mock draft that's realistic that is saying, here is what this team needs. So I'm going to start from the bottom and cut mock drafts that are realistic.
I love that. I think you're right. I think the reason also that Todd McShay got released from ESPN is because he's been banging the floor for JJ McCarthy. He's like, he's going to be the good quarterback of this class. And I'm like, bro, that is a nuclear hot spicy take. Don't do it. Don't do the defense of JJ McCarthy. Don't make me cut another apple slice. What are you doing?
The combine wasn't great, but I see it. I do see it. I got to tell you.
What do you see? What do
you
see?
I don't know. It.
Is it the meditating before the game? If so, that's fine. You can just say that. And I understand.
I'm not really one that goes after people's appearance, but he looked different at the combine. He looked like he had some work done on his face, and I don't know much
fillers,
about, yeah,
stuff like that.
He looked like a little bit Joker-ish at the combine compared to the national championship game.
Maybe did he have his hair out of his face? Because I feel like sometimes his hair was like getting real low.
But it's like right here, like, in his cheeks.
I don't like that.
Really young. I'm not as down on JJ McCarthy as others are. But I think that here's the problem. I think the problem ends up being that I also like Sam Hartman, and I'm not fully convinced they're that different of quarterbacks.
Okay. That's a take. That's a take of Source Rex right there. Wow.
Spot the lie. What's so different about them?
Well, besides, I think one can drop back in complete passes and one can't. And I'll leave
which
it
one's
to you
which?
To figure out which one is. Look, there might be people here today who came just to hear us talk about Sam Hartman in slow motion. I don't know what else is to add. He's a beautiful man. He's got quite a future in front of him. I don't know if it's in football. I don't know what it's in, but I hope the best for him. But I think there's nothing much to add to what people saw, that pornographic display of good looks and symmetry this weekend. You know,
Joe Milton's huge throw and then doing bang to it was absolutely incredible. Obviously overplayed, but we love Joe Milton, so good for him. No clue what he's going to end up doing in the NFL. That concludes our Joe Milton draft talk. At this point, we might revisit it again in April.
I haven't checked in with Andre, but I like to think of him at home watching the combine, and when Joe Milton did that, like, he wiped all the silverware and plates off the table and just screamed. It was undeniably a cool moment, you know?
I think all Andre did was like, yep, that's all he's got. So I think he left all the silverware and plates on the table and was like, he just used his full arsenal, but with a Southern accent. I will say for Sam, I will say for JJ, I will say for other people, you take Jaden Daniels. We are very worried about him getting hurt, right? Drake May, we have no clue what's going to end up happening. I don't want to get into like full analysis, but what you see and where JJ, maybe he did these throws on purpose. No chance at all. But him and Sam, you're going to get them in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, maybe seventh round for JJ. We'll see. But the point is, like, wouldn't you rather have that in the later rounds if you're a already good team and see what happens than taking a chance? And on, you know, the top three quarterbacks are the top three quarterbacks. You probably end up taking them. But like, these quarterbacks don't hit at the rate that people think that they hit at. So it's all relative of what's going to end up happening here.
Look, I'm old school, like my knife cutting, but I want a quarterback who can throw the ball to people who can catch it. That's what I want. You know
what? I'm going to explain this for the people. You ever see somebody take like a samurai sword and then they hold
or
the
machete?
Champagne or machete and they hold the champagne bottle like facing away from them.
Yeah.
And then they like try to get the cork off with the champagne bottle or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, with the machete or the samurai sword. That's how Knox is currently cutting apples. He's like holding the apple and then like shing and like taking this tiny little flip knife and just doing like shing. And then this piece of apple just goes flying. Then he has to go off mic to go fetch it and then starts chewing it while we're recording. So
no, I kept it on the blade on the whole time. It's a medium sized switchblade.
It's small.
Please keep the shing sound effects. Please. Promise me that you will. The only thing I think, as your friend and for accountability purposes, you need to acknowledge that you are a little sloppy when it comes to quarterback evaluation. You're not always the most discerning, and you prioritize vibes over results. Is that fair?
I got to tell you this right now, and I'm not going to, first of all, I will not be addressing those accusations. Second of all, if you could get Joe Milton in the fifth round, that's worth it. You know what I mean? That's a swing I'm willing to take.
It would be, honestly, it would be hilarious if the Chiefs took Joe Milton, because automatically it would be like, whoa, what's this? What's going on
here?
They saw something. Yeah. Okay. That was your cut. Give me the start and the sit.
All right. The start is going to be, I'll do the sit because it's kind of quicker. The sit is the spicy ones. All right. It's fun. It's not reasonable. It's like this happens and then this happens. Caleb Williams, like you said, is not even on my draft board. Drake May, you know, that's number one. And then Caleb Williams shouldn't be taken until the second round. Jaden Daniels gets hurt way too much. I mean, that kind of may be realistic. But the start is the one with trades. If you put out a mock draft that gets any trades correct, you should get an award. That should be some kind of an ESPY. Those are the ones that are more interesting, because I like the big boards and then I like the mock drafts with trades. If you're telling me that the fourth pick, and this is completely arbitrary, the fourth pick is going to be traded because Marvin Harrison Jr. went in the top three and then this happened or whatever the case may be, and then the fourth pick because of that is going to get traded because somebody's going to trade up to get the third quarterback taken, that's where it gets interesting for me. So that is absolutely the start. The spicy, it's fun. I'll read them.
It's late stage takeism. Right? Yeah, it's not anything real. You're just trying to get some clicks at that point, and you're bored. I agree. I agree with how you've slotted those. And I think, I'd rather, instead of like big boards and like mock drafts, I would rather see people say like, this is like, these are the players this team should go after, or this is who I predict this team will try to draft. Because I feel like we don't talk about fit enough. We just talk about who is probably going to be taken, and we don't really evaluate like, is this actually a good idea like for this team to take this player? So I'd like to see it evolve in that respect. I don't think it will. But I like how you've broken those down. And I feel like that's the appropriate and correct way to consider mock drafts. Let's stay on this topic of mock drafts. And I want to do, this is a little bit inceptionist. You know, this is a little bit, you got to put your thinking cap on, listener. But we trust you. We believe in you. We think we want to.
I like how you put that on the listener. You're like, we're not going to do a good job explaining it. So it's time for you to concept what we're about to incept. Is that appropriate? Is that inappropriate to say? Am I okay?
I think all that's right. I think all that's dead on. And it's a way to put it on. Like, if you don't understand it, it's because you're dumb, not because we're dumb. We did a great job of explaining and setting this up. And there's going to be no notes probably, but we're going to mock draft. We're going to do a mock draft of things, ideas, places, people with the letters or sound of mock in them. Does that feel like clear? Like, do you understand that when I say that, Jason?
I do. And I think the people, whether they understand it now, I think later or in their next life will understand it even better.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll hit them one day, like on their deathbed. They'll be like, and they'll get it. They'll be like, I know what they were doing at that point.
I just said later why it happens to them on their deathbed, and then they do that breathing.
No, I think it's like Hamilton. It's like the end of Hamilton when Eliza goes like, and it's like, what happened? Nobody knows except for Lin-Manuel, and he won't tell. Or Eliza. They both know.
I never saw Hamilton.
You should. It's a banger, man. It's a certified banger. You got Disney Plus? You can fire it up right now.
Greatest Showman watch for a long time, and then I watched it, and I think we've discussed that, but good movie. Maybe Hamilton will be good. What ends up happening in Hamilton? Is that a realistic movie, or
I don't want to spoil animation? Anything, but a country gets founded, and their finances are tight. I want to throw the gauntlet down with the podcast, of which I'm also a part. And I'm going to say, if you cowards, of which I'm also a part, and primarily I make the decisions on this aspect, if you cowards don't send them a side piece, The Greatest Showman, we're going to do it here on the Over Under Achievers. So the gauntlet's been thrown.
It's just so interesting that you've had several months over the last however many years since Greatest Showman came out, where it was your decision and you chose not to do it. So
yeah, I know it's a failure on my part, but I commit someone's going to be talking about it, either me and you or Jamie and I. So we'll get to the bottom of that. But mock draft of things with the letters or sound of mock in them. We'll just go, because there's only two of us, we can't really snake draft it. So we'll just mock draft it. Like, we'll just go back and forth. So I'm going to give you the first pick, Jason. What you got?
All right. This is the one. And if anybody says that something with mock sounding or word in it, and you don't take hammock, now, are you a,
that's a good pick.
Are you a hammock or a hammock? Because it's hammock.
I'm a hammock. Hammock.
Okay.
That's how we say it. Yeah.
Because I still think about the idea that you say library, and I say library like a normal, and I still can't believe that somebody that writes and reads as much as you do says library, and I think that's insane. But alas, here we are.
I don't love it either, but it's a fact. It's what we do. It's how we do.
Here we are at hammock, and are you a hammock guy? Because I've bought two in my days, and I've also given away two.
Okay.
I buy them. Okay. I want to use them. I love them. Every time I'm in them, I love it. But it's just, it's always in the way. It takes up way too much space on the patio or the deck. And if it's in, if it's on the grass, it kills the grass. And then you got to move it when you're mowing. So is it convenient? No. Here's what I want. I want some woods. And I want a hammock that goes between two trees. When you have a hammock that goes between two trees and it's not just one of those freestanding ones, you leave it there. It's good to go. It's always there. It's fun. But the freestanding ones, that's the problem. So hammock is my number one pick, and it should be everybody's 1-1. And if you have a mock pick that is not hammock, then you're doing it wrong.
Okay. This also makes me think of a different idea that I want to write down. Maybe do this for podcast sneak draft. Things that are better in theory, because I feel like hammock is right in that ballpark. Of
It's a later round better in theory pick. It's not a 1-1 in better in theory, but for mock,
not a 1-1. Not a 1-1, but it is one of those things where it's like, I'll get this and I'll figure it out. And if you don't, listener, if you don't have a decisive multi-stepped plan for that hammock, you're probably not going to use it. And you're probably not going to use it well. When we move, I've got my eye on two trees. And I'm like, this could be perfect. Little grove, some cover, some natural cover. I'm hopeful that we can put one there, because I love the idea. But I also don't love getting in a hammock. I don't know what's worse, getting in a hammock or getting out of a hammock.
Oh, man, I'm trying to
think. I think it's getting in. Because if you're trying to hold a book or a drink, it's not happening. But then how do you get the book and the drink once you get in the hammock? You know what I mean? That's when you need a robot servant like Rocky and like Rocky 3.
That's when you have kids and you just have them stand next to the hammock, and then you get in and then you have them hand the stuff to you. And then you just tell them, shoo, go away now.
Now get out of here. Daddy's got his hammock time going.
Now get.
Okay. Hammock is a strong pick. It wasn't the first on my board, or probably anyone else's, but, I do respect it. I'm going to go, this is round one, pick two, obvious pick here. The Macarena. The Macarena is far and away. It's transcended decades, generations. The kids now are rediscovering the Macarena. They were like, hey dad, have you heard about this dance called the Macarena? And I was like, Oh, have I? You're talking about eighth grade to me right now. You know, like, get out of here with that. There's a dance. It's fun. You don't have to know the words. You can just kind of mumble along and it's not a problem. So Macarena, I feel like it's going to be like the Greg Oden, Kevin Durant draft, you know, when Durant went number two and everyone's like, what were they thinking? Leaving Durant on the board.
You're saying that Macarena beats a hammock?
Oh,
think
bro,
about the
you just told me you bought two and you took two back or gave two away. You don't even like the two. You know?
Sorry that I had to move and I'm a giving person. You're talking about a grove in your tree line, and now you're giving that up to so that you can do the
Exactly. You don't even have to know the words, but you sang it. And I would say you don't need a grove of trees to do the Macarena. You can do it anywhere. You can do it with anyone. It's a completely bulletproof, undefeated. You can do it regardless of time, place, weather, lot, neighbors, trees, etc. Gravity. It won't ruin your yard when you mow it. Macarena, man. I think Macarena is where it's at. What you got for your second pick?
I'm going to start calling you the Macarena man. You know what I mean?
Okay, fine. I love it.
All right.
Endearment.
For number two, and as I get older and I'm drinking less, mocktails. Are you a mocktail guy? Now, this is...
I personally hate mocktails, but I understand how they function well. So I don't disrespect mocktails.
I think that it's a situation where the taste is still not there because there's no alcohol. but I think it's better than water sometimes. And there's now the like Athletic Brewing Company or something like that, where it's like not alcoholic, non-alcoholic beer. I have no interest in that.
Right.
But the mocktails, I'm interested in. There is a polar flavor that we have mentioned before called the Ginger Lime Mule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counting that as a mocktail. Are you counting a seltzer water, a bubbly seltzer water, not brand bubbly, but a carbonated seltzer water that is Ginger Lime Mule as a mocktail? Because I am. And I love drinking them.
Okay. Here's a point. This is an important point of clarification. Are you drinking the Ginger Lime Mule at all times of the day? Or are you like, right now is when I'd want to drink like an alcoholic beverage. I'm going to opt for the Ginger Lime Mule instead.
Well, I don't know if those two things are exclusive. So if you're trying to like trick me into saying like, I would now like, it's 11 a.m. and I would now like an alcoholic beverage, and then I have a Ginger Lime Mule, and this is like some kind of a trap that you're putting me in?
I'm not gonna bite on the trap. Trying to understand, because I don't drink mocktails. My assumption was you opt for a mocktail when you're like, I would normally get like a whiskey ginger, but now I'm getting a mocktail instead of like raw dogging a polar ginger lime on the freeway at 9 a.m. right before carpool drop off. You know, to me, the definition is you're trying not to drink alcohol. So this is, you're pretending like this is alcohol. To me, I feel like there's a strong correlation between mocktails and astrology.
Oh,
both are thing.
Oh,
you don't
my gosh.
Want,
okay.
You don't want this other thing.
Nope.
Are you trying not to do this other thing?
I see what I'm dealing with now.
So you're doing like a watered down version instead. So you can have like the same experience without the consequences of the other thing. Right.
I think you have a problem, and I think we should address it. And I think now might be the time.
I just, not for me, but for some people, this would be a great second pick, I think.
Do you like cherry limeade?
I love LaCroix? Cherry limeade.
That's a mocktail.
I mean, for some people, it might be. If like that's your thing that you go to instead of drinking, sure.
Am I just realizing that mixed drinks without alcohol are not all mocktails?
I think by your definition, everything's a mocktail, which I feel like is a little too wide.
Maybe I'm just like grouping all things that are like blended flavors for seltzer waters, like carbonated seltzer waters into, can you have a seltzer water that's not carbonated? I'm like mixing them all into mocktails. And maybe I shouldn't, because.
No, that's okay. See, and I make seltzer water into like liquor sometimes. You know,
I do too.
So like, chill it out.
If you just keep out the liquor, then I'm counting that as a mocktail, and maybe that's just not fair. Maybe mocktails is only the pre-canned thing that doesn't have alcohol in it.
I will leave it to the listeners. I'm sure no one will explain this to us, but if someone does know the difference, please let us know in the comments, and that would be helpful. I have another pick here. I'm gonna go. I'm torn between two options. I'm gonna go mock trials because
why are there not more of these?
Thank you. This should be sport, man.
You're going to get no argument from me on this one.
And to be fair, I'm going to be really clear. I've never seen one. I don't know what this is. I don't know where it takes place. I just know in high school, some people do this. And this sounds like the coolest thing ever. This seems like debate, but with structure. Because I feel like you can game debate down and just like flood the zone with info. And then people have to respond. And like, you know, that like ruins like the concept. But mock trials, like I would watch a reality TV show. Of like, we know this isn't real, but there's a murder trial and we got like, who's going to win? What's going to happen here? Let's just let it play out. I love the idea of mock trials. There should be more.
I think Simmons did one of these when he had his HBO show. He did. What's the comedian or the guy? He kind of pissed off everybody that he was involved with.
Oh,
but.
The ginger.
Okay.
Not Michael Rappaport.
Yeah. Michael Rappaport. Yeah. He kind of pissed off everybody he was involved with. But when they had the HBO show, they did a couple of these. But if you could have Skip and Stephen A. back together, but there was a judge and a jury, and they had to play by like real laws in a courtroom, I think that would be absolutely electric. They can't just talk
electric
over each
TV,
other.
Man.
They can't be nonsense, but they could like take LeBron, whatever other topic that they want to argue about, and get to it. I think that would be absolutely amazing.
and there's a crossover opportunity with jury duty. The jury could be in there not knowing this is fake. They think it's real deal.
Yes.
So they're not in on it. It's about jury management and everything. I think mock trial is severely, severely underrated, and I want to do more. I don't know how to do those, but I would love to do them. Okay. You got any more picks you want to go through?
All right. This is my last pick. And this one, this one represents something. Okay. We both loved Joe Burrow at LSU.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay. Did you or didn't you? Have a past tense.
So I don't want to commit to anything.
He's not at LSU anymore.
I know, but I love the memory. I still think about it sometimes. I'm like, I love this. Present tense.
Boom. You played right into my hand because my next pick is Matt Mock, the LSU quarterback. And the reason that I'm taking him in this mock draft is that I think I have an obsession with LSU quarterbacks because I can remember just too many of them. Rohan Davey, Matt Flynn, Jamarcus Russell. Obviously, Joe Burrow topped all of them.
Zach Mettenberg. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Why?
That's a deep cut, man. That's a
As soon as
cut.
I was thinking about mocks and I thought about Matt Mock, why do I have an interest in Jarrett Lee, Marcus Randall, Brandon Harris? Like, why do I have an interest in any Josh Booty 2000? Why do I have an interest in any of these quarterbacks at LSU? But somehow I know all of these names and remember watching all of them play. What is it about LSU quarterbacks that is in at the very least intriguing?
This is a great take. I love it. I don't know why we don't talk more about LSU quarterbacks, probably because they're not very good, but they are eminently watchable. And I think that's fantastic. The idea that Zach Mettenberg could be the quarterback for, did he have Justin Jefferson, Odell Beckham Jr.? Like the wide receiver room he had, and they were not very good at all, is stunning to me. But I love this. I love like just having a soft spot in your heart for backup mid-tier mediocre quarterbacks. I think that's lovely.
But at the time, they were amazing to watch. Like Rohan Davey, he was so fun to watch. Zach Mettenberger, Matt Flynn. Like I know he had his whole like one game for Green Bay, and then you know he's kind of the origin story of Russell Wilson for the Seahawks. But Matt Mock at LSU, I'll never forget watching him play. And I think I need to free up that space in my memory and not worry about watching him play.
I'm still holding stock from Matt Flynn going to Seattle, being like, he's going to be really good. He's going to be really, really good. I don't know when to sell off, but I'm still holding on to it. So
now that Russell Wilson's been cut, it might be time to sell the stock of the person that he beat out for the starting job 400 years ago.
So you're saying there should be an uptick coming up in the market. Good.
Hello.
I'll let my investor know. Let me ask you, I've got mock turtlenecks. You in or you out on mock turtleneck? You seem like a mock turtleneck kind of guy.
What the H does that mean? Look at me in the eyes and say that again. And I want you to understand that what happens next is because of you. Take accountability.
You look like an intensely.
I'm telling you right now, don't do it.
I love mock turtlenecks. I love a good three button placard. You know, I love a mock turtleneck, short sleeve turtleneck. What's the worst part about turtleneck? It's too tight and it's long sleeve. What if I gave you something that's not either of those, but just the turtleneck?
What planet do you live on where you're going to wear a short sleeve mock turtleneck? What are you talking about right now?
See, I have to be the anti V-neck guy, not built for a V-neck. So the higher up we go, the better off I am. And it's named after turtles, Ninja Turtles. Those are awesome things.
Wear you're a full turtleneck. You don't like Ninja Turtles? Listen to me. You're not wearing a full turtleneck and you're not wearing a mock turtleneck. I have no, and let alone a short sleeve mock turtleneck. I have no idea what you're talking about right now. I've never seen you
good and well. Only Merton Hanks can wear turtlenecks. No other mortal can. Get out of here.
Danny Cannell looked good on him for a while.
Did he? Did he? Look like Walmart Bond villain. Get out of here. I've got the Potomac. Will you allow the Potomac?
That's a stretch, but I like it. Sure. Where is it? Where is it? And why do you like it?
Well, when we, my son, his school took a fifth grade Washington, D.C. trip, and we went to Mount Vernon, and like the Potomac was right outside his back door. And I was like, this is like the coolest view ever. No wonder he wanted to come back here. Matthew McConaughey, will you allow Matthew McConaughey? It's right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
McConaughey. It's a good one. Maybe
is he kind of overrated at this point? I don't know. Maybe he's laying low a little bit and it's okay. And then that's actually... there's some value to be had there, but I think
it's okay. It's a fair question. Is it overrated, underrated, properly rated? Or is it like he's dormant in hibernation, or is he like he a little overexposed? I think he's in hibernation right now. That's what I'm hoping for him.
All right, fair enough. What else?
And then I had whenever the judge, speaking of courtrooms, when the judge says, "You're making a mockery of this court," I just like that. I just think that's funny.
Okay. Now, quick question. Can a judge in a mock trial say, "You're making a mockery of this court"? I think we've just solved for anybody that hates when a judge says that, only go to mock trials because they can't say it. Because the whole thing is technically a mockery.
That's literally the premise here. Like, time's a flat circle if you do that. You can't do that. It'll collapse on itself. I like mockumentaries. I think that's a good one. That might be one of my favorite. Like,
no, I'm taking that one as my fourth
TV
pick.
Show.
That's officially.
I think that's fair.
That's officially my fourth pick. Mockumentaries.
Okay, but you have to name your ride or die mockumentary, and like, there's no caveats. There's no like, I'm ranking these. It's like you have to take this mockumentary, and all the other ones have to die.
I will officially pick Best in Show.
Man, did you remember? Or did you know, like, did you find out, like I did recently, that the dude who did Best in Show was the bad guy in Princess Bride?
Yes, Christopher Guest. No, I did not find that out recently. I'm a huge Christopher Guest fan, and I love him, and I did know that.
That might have been like 3 weeks ago. I figured that out.
That was when you did the Princess Bride cinema side piece.
That's right. I learned that. I might go Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It might be my favorite TV mockumentary.
Is that a mockumentary?
No, it's not. It's not. I'm confusing because the...
wait a minute. Do they talk to the camera? I'm currently rewatching it.
I was just sitting here thinking, of course they had to, because it was like Office, Parks and Rec, and then Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But I couldn't think of a single moment where they actually talked to the camera. So it cannot be a mockumentary. Man, that's my bad.
I was about to let you have that.
I felt really strong about that too.
Listen, I would have let you have that, but I literally started the rewatch because it's now on Netflix. And I love that show so much. And I just started the rewatch as my go-to-bed show a week and a half ago.
It's so underrated. It did not get enough conversation.
And it comes out of the gate hot too, is the incredible part. Like Parks and Rec's first season, The Office, I don't remember the first season being incredible. Parks and Rec's first season, they didn't figure it out yet. Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes out of the gate hot. And that is like very difficult to do for that type of a show.
Unfortunately, it was running in a time when it wasn't like cool, fun, cutting corners. Police forces were not in vogue in the culture, so it was kind of like, let's don't talk about this.
Well, it was never like the most elite sitcom, but it was very, very, very good.
Would you call it like the Matt Flynn of those like NBC sitcoms? You know,
I'll call it the Josh Allen of all sitcoms.
Okay, I like that. I'll agree with that. I think it's criminally underrated. The only other
criminally
thing
underrated. Well done by you. Look at you.
Pun unintended. Actually, I was trying to make Rock and Jock work, but Rock and Jock just wouldn't work because
it rhymes with mock.
I know, and that's when I had this whole idea of like,
I got it. It works because this is a mock basketball game. Now you have to throw NBA in there. It is a basketball game. This is a mock NBA game.
Yeah, but I think we really laid this out clearly for the listener, and on their deathbed, I don't want them to be confused because we said mock draft of things with the letters or sound of mock in them, and that this doesn't have that. So I can't include it, but I did want...
Maybe somebody from Boston is talking to somebody named Mark, and they're like, hey, Mock, did you see the Rockin' Jack?
Mock, you got to watch Rockin' Jack. It's wicked awesome. And it fell off at the end. Have you seen, there's these dudes, I don't know what account they are. It's like either the Kitchen Pickleball or Country Club Adjacent, but they just like roast pickleballers or golfers. I want to do like Rock and Jock, and it's Rock and Jock and Mock. And it's, so it's like rock stars, athletes, but comedians are just like roasting them on a megaphone the whole time. I think that'd be really, really good.
Listen, there's nothing that you and I are built for more than, first of all, anybody that watches it has to like sign something that they're not going to cancel us, but like doing Mystery Science Theater 4000 now and just watching people do stuff and then just absolutely ripping them apart.
I can't monetize that. You know, why can't I monetize that?
We can. It just will last like 1.5 episodes.
Yeah. It probably would. I think you won the mock draft of things that, or letters that, with the sound of mocking them. So congratulations.
I think everybody did, to be honest, because it's underrated. The LSU quarterbacks, the Zach Mettenberger of it all, mockumentaries. I just, there's a lot to get into, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. All right, let's go ADHD question of the week. If you don't know, the Dabs are dearly and beloved supporters of the podcast newsletter. They ask us questions that they want a dude, husband, or dad's perspective on, or just a question that they want us to answer. And we do that a couple of episodes each month. To listen to those episodes where we answer those questions or give out life advice, just go to knoxmccoy.substack.com and support us at the monthly or yearly level. Here's a sample of the kind of questions and answers you'll get in that episode. This is from Taylor H. They say, I'm thinking of putting in a pool this year. Any do's and don'ts that you can offer to Taylor?
Well, I've never installed a pool at my house. I think somebody here may have done it a time or two.
Yep.
So let me go first and tell you what the benefits. Here's what I would do. Okay. And I think this is cost effective. Put in a smaller pool. Okay. You can always upgrade pools later.
Yeah.
Pools are the type of things that are easy to expand. I would say put in a half size pool. Okay. And it's just the deep end.
Okay. I like
that. Install just the deep end and tell your pool people that what you're thinking about is adding the shallow end later. Okay.
Right.
Boom. Half the costs. Right. But you got half the pool, but you got the deep part of the pool. Right. So now you're messing with the pool people's minds. They don't even realize that is exactly 50% of the cost, but you already got the deep end. Okay. Then let's see how much we're going to be using it. Right. And if we want to, we can upgrade a couple of years later. We can go ahead and just add the shallow end. That's the way I would do this. What's your boring experience?
No, I like that. And I just want to say, I want to yes and that and be like, first you lead off with, you got any used pools? Okay.
And these are in-ground. These are all in-ground, by the way.
Yeah. These are all that lets them know your stuff. You know how the world gets, the pool sausage gets made. And I also wanted to affirm you because what you're saying, the kind of pool you're talking about, is also the pool of choice in the movie Zone of Interest from the head of Auschwitz. He did design a pool that's just like a deep end pool. So okay. I just wanted you to know.
Oh my gosh. I don't love any of that. Having said that, if that's what happened, boy, oh boy.
So. So I would say this from personal experience. I've also never put in a pool. I've watched people do it. Number one, if you finance it across 70 years like I did, I would make sure you don't plan to move anytime soon, unlike I did. That's not good. That's not ideal. That's not financial responsibility. But also, this is the second pool that we've put in and then moved on. So I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice. The first time we did it, we put it on a deposit and then decided to move to Birmingham. So the guy who put that pool or took the deposit, he's still trying to see if he can sell the pool and get us our money back. So any day now, that's probably going to happen for sure. Get a heater. Just get a heater. You don't want to, but you should because you can enjoy the pool when it's a little cooler. Because secretly, depending on like tree cover, depending on sun exposure, depending on like where you're at in the world, the pool won't get as hot as you think it will, as easily. I would say,
are salt. People out there getting not heated pools? Like that's not an option in Indiana. You get a heated pool. I don't think they'll install a pool without a heater.
South of the Mason Dixon, you talk yourself into it. You're like, it's just hot. So it'll heat itself.
Almost the name of this podcast, South of the Mason Dixon.
Man, there it is right there. I would say spring for the autofill technology.
Autofill technology. What are we talking about right now?
It boosts that water level, you know, so you don't have to always be on top of like, oh, it's a little too late. Yeah, but it's like this. It just saves on efficiency a little bit. I wish I'd done that. I had not done that. And then I would, you know, if you got the cash and like this is the thing like you really want to spend on, I would think about going hot tub combo, you know, hot tub, decently sized pool. If that's like your deal, if like this is going to be like a set piece of your backyard, that's not a bad idea. Kids love the hot tub. Not as much the pool as they get older. So
how come there's not a hot? How come there's not a hot tub deep end? You know, let's make the entire deep end the hot tub. Why do we have to? Why are hot tubs always so shallow? Costs? Okay,
I like this.
Not my problem right now.
I like number one. I'm in the market for a used or something I can trade in pool. Okay, and then once that volley happens, then you can say I want a pool, but it's a hot tub. So what if a hot tub was a pool? That's what I'm going for here.
I'm in the market for an above ground, deep end only, used hot tub pool.
that I can trade in, that I can trade in, because I do want to do that. I want to take advantage of the rates. Taylor, I feel like we answered that. Thank us later when you're in the deep end of your deep end only pool. But for everybody else, if you want to ask us questions about anything, go to our newsletter and make sure you're supporting us at the monthly or yearly level to get access to that. Jason, let's go Cameo closest to the pin. We are currently, I think you're up 2-1 right now. So starting to build a commanding lead. I feel like I've erred because we've just been trader centric. And I feel like that's where you've got an advantage. So I feel like we need to zig a little bit here.
I think the move is an LSU quarterback at this point. It's got to be Matt Moss.
I looked, not available on Cameo. Matt Flynn is not available on Cameo. For this week, we talked a little bit about LSU quarterbacks, and we couldn't really find any good ones on Cameo, but we could find, you know, the paterfamilias of LSU quarterbacks in a way, which is former head coach Ed Orgeron.
Go Tigers.
Honestly, someone who I do want a Cameo
from. I'll give you a Cameo. Here's your Cameo. Go Tigers. Thank you. God bless. Go Tigers.
And just... just so that everybody knows, every time Knox does this impersonation, he closes his eyes, which I love that the passion to get into the mood to get this accomplished.
You know what I think it is? Unconsciously, I can't make eye contact with someone when I'm doing an Edward Ron because it just feels like too much of
everything. I like to stare you straight in the eyes when you do it, but your eyes are closed, so we'll never know how blinking. That feels for both of us.
So Ed Orgeron, Cameo price, this is tricky because this is a guy who got paid a buyout of a lot of money. So it's not like he's hurting for cash, and I know he's been like on sidelines, so I'm sure he's doing some kind of consultant work,
including Notre Dame's.
Oh, that's right. All right, I've got mine.
All right, I'm gonna go with $199.
I also did $199.
Oh no. Now what do we do? I think somebody gets 198 and somebody gets 200, and if it's 199, then we have to do somebody else. That's the only move here.
As the current leader of the game, you get pick on 98 or 200.
Okay, that's fair. Current, okay. I'm going to go 198.
I'll take 200.
Okay. You don't have a choice, but okay.
Yep, I willingly took 200 of my own accord, and I appreciate every...
Go Tigers.
So you kept him open that time. It didn't go as well either. Ed Orgeron, you can have, oh, bro, you can have him for temporary unavailable. And I think that's because he only has 2 reviews and he's at 3 stars.
He and probably got paid and he's like, oh, I got to do something for this. No, thank you. I'm not used to, Coach O's not used to that.
You're telling me to give me money and I got to work? No, thank you.
Love you, man. But this wasn't very personal and didn't even mention the name of my mom. So, wow. That's
okay.
And honestly, it's 7 seconds. It's a 7-second cameo that I'm seeing. So, Coach O, come on. You can do better. Okay, we're going to pivot to Les Miles, former LSU head coach, former University of Kansas head coach. I don't know where he's at now. I don't know what he's doing. But it's not coaching LSU. I'll tell you that. Or eating grass, probably. What is your cameo?
My number is $100.
I'm $99.
Yes.
So, right there. You can have Les Miles. Oh, temporary unavailable.
I like what you're doing here. This is like a build up to like try to prove that you don't cheat.
I don't. I can't. I can see who.
Oh boy,
there.
Here we go.
But I can't see if they're like. Oh, why show them if they're unavailable?
We might have found something that pisses him off.
That got a little like growly westernish. You know, not quite Cajun. You know,
It's hurting my throat.
All right, we are going. So there's no Kojo. There's no Les Miles. We're gonna go Miles Brennan, who was kind of like a recurring backup quarterback for LSU that never popped or had a moment. He's 25 years old, so he's no longer a backup quarterback. I don't know what he's doing, but maybe the most notable thing is we're guessing his Cameo score right now. So,
or something else. Maybe he's a doctor saving the world. So one of those two things.
All right, I've got my number.
My number is $75.
I've got $40.
Okay, $40. I like this.
All right, you can have Miles Brennan for $60. $60.
I won.
You got that one.
Wow.
Split the middle, a little closer your way.
Okay.
He's got 5 reviews.
Smiles with a Y, by the way.
It is. 5 reviews. 4 reviews, 5 stars. So he's really delivering here at Cameo. when he could not on the football field. So congratulations to you, Jason, and to Miles Brennan. And that is going to do it for this edition of the Over Underachievers. Where we go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by talking to people on social media about how much you like it. Maybe link it to us. That helps us out, helps you out. Look like a genius for what great taste you have. As always, I'm Knox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.